It's Sheridan TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you being here on this Tuesday, the 13th of March. Welcome, welcome. If you have any questions for our presenter today, which is Mr. Mark Fenton, who's going to be chatting about using long options to decrease risk. Any questions for Mark, put them into the chat box underneath the video box there, and I'll make sure to shout those out to Mark as I see fit. Let me just get Mark in here with us. Mr. Mark.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm going to talk today about something that we don't necessarily talk a whole lot about, and that is buying options. You know, so often we might buy them around a short position,
yeah,
but we don't very often buy them. Do you see my screen now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. So sometimes buying options can be just fine. It's a way of having it's defined risk, and sometimes not quite as when you lose on them, a lot of times it's more of a getting eaten by a duck. It's a slower death. You have more, you can do things for yourself.
Did you say eaten by a duck?
Yeah, eaten by a duck. That'd be a pretty slow death.
I bet it would be.
So let's suppose that you want to get long or short something. So here I have an example. Here's the 20-year bond, the ZB. It says the 30, but it's not. It's really the 20. The 30 is called the Ultra, or UB. But anyway... and it's made it quite a pop up here today, had a bond auction. The market's looking a little, weaker, yep. You know, with Rex yep. Tillerson thing. So maybe you say, hey, you know what? I don't believe this. Because if bond 30 year bonds don't go down, therefore their yield's going up, we're going to have an inverted yield curve because the front end of the curve's already done so much movement. So we could get inverted. You can. But it's not that likely. So maybe you say, you know what, I don't believe that's going to happen, but I don't really want to go to the expense of shorting a future, or maybe I'm not approved for it. How can I do this with any move? This could be in a stock too. So another thing you can use is a little thing called TLT. So let's see. If we look at the last time even ZB came down to, say, 42.30, that was, we're going to look at the date here. It was back March 5th. All right, so now we'll put TLT. And TLT on March 5th was all the way down at one point of 117.63, so below 118. So if you think that we're going to fade back on down to the bottom here, and you can see their risk graphs look very, or not risk graphs, their charts look very similar, we can use TLT, which is an ETF of that bond, much cheaper. Of course, you have more trading costs than you would a future because you're buying so many individual shares. But so what could I do about that if I thought maybe we're going to go back down to 118 or lower, because I don't believe this move I'm seeing, all right? So I can go over to TLT and just go out, give yourself some time. Don't do 10 days or something because you want it to have not decay and fall apart in a hurry. But here's 24 days, April 6th. And if all you want to do is say, hey, I think we could get back down to 118 by then, what can we do? Well, look at it today. It's gone up 56 cents, which is a pretty big move, really, in this stock overall. And look at the liquidity, 4 million. You're not going to have to worry about how you're going to get filled. So the high of the day, move this out of the way, was 119.24. Here we are at about 119.15, 119.14 area. So you're going to get to buy at the high of the day. And what if I just bought 119s? Here's the puts for 24 days from now, the 119 puts, a little below where we're at. And if I just buy, what if I bought 10 of those? I can tell you right now, if you short a futures contract, that's going to be like $3,000 or $4,000 out of your account, right? To short a futures contract. And every point that bonds go up is another, if you held a futures contract, every full point would be a $1,000 loss. Went up 2 points overnight, you missed it, you're down $2,000. So that's a lot of danger here. So here for I could buy 10 of these for basically just under $1,300. Now let's look at the risk profile. And if we go down to 118, I make $500. So essentially, I make about over a 30% profit. If I'm right, and all we do is go back down over the next few weeks to the bottom of that little channel that it's got going to the 118 area, I'm up $500 if I bought 10 contracts. What if I'm wrong? What if I get up tomorrow and ZB goes to the moon? Well, you could close it for some loss, but ultimately the most you could ever lose is $1,200 or $1,270 if you paid $1.27 per option and you bought 10 of them.
So you're saying that your risk capital is the maximum you'd be losing anyways.
Yeah, what you paid for it is it. Whereas if I go short a futures contract, or if you went short TLT itself,
yeah,
there'll be more margin. And every dollar TLT goes up, or every point that the full point that the ZB goes up, you're down $1,000 in the ZB and maybe down $100 a point, I guess, if you were short of, no, $1,000 a point, but short 100 shares, boom, 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 you know, or $100, yeah, a point. So, and it takes more money. This is a way to say, hey, I'm going to give this a chance. And it's a cheaper way of doing things. You could do the same thing in a stock. Maybe you think a stock got hammered too much. I noticed looks like U.S. Steel X is down $3 a little bit ago. What if you think, hey, wait a minute, what about these tariffs? That's not going to hold. It's going to go back up. Well, instead of buying stock, you can buy call options. Just maybe for 20 to 30 days out, if you think it'll be pretty rapid to a certain point, you got a very limited risk, and it can work for you. I mean, generally, I'm a seller of options like everyone else at Sheridan Minter, but I do think there's a place for this when you want to take a directional opinion. I really like options long as directional opinions and options short if I don't have an opinion, I guess you could say, because then it can just stay there and I get time to get. But I think it's something we don't talk about much, and I don't know how much people think about it, but options were created to give you leverage.
Right.
You have a lot more leverage if I do options, even long options like this. Any questions out there, Johnny?
Yeah, if you have any questions or even opinions, since we're talking about opinions, go ahead and throw them into the chat box there. Yeah, it's a cool little trade, Mark. Thanks for sharing that today. Any questions, go ahead, throw them into the chat box. A couple things to make you aware of. Dan's Chicago Seminar, May 31st and June 1st, is about 60% filled at the moment. So if you've been thinking about whether or not you're interested in that event, just scroll down a little farther onto the Sheridan TV page there. You'll see a banner for it, for the Chicago Seminar. Any questions you have, we're also happy to chat about them. There's nothing on the site yet, but we'll probably be putting up a banner later this afternoon for a free webinar on Friday. Dan will be talking about shorter-term trades, the weeklies, or even shorter. So if you're interested in such things, just keep an eye on the homepage of Sheridan Mentoring. There'll be a banner there. We'll send you an email as well. And if for some reason you're not on our mailing list, just send me an email, info@sharedmentoring.com. We'll get you added. Mark, I see zero questions.
Okay, good. I hope it sunk in and people take advantage of these things.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you sharing it, Mark, and we appreciate you guys joining us, of course, for sure. It is Tuesday, so that means we'll be back on Thursday, right? Yeah, we'll be back on Thursday. Dan will be sharing a trade with you guys. Thanks for joining us. We will see you a little later this week, folks. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.